a toast to George Harrison, R.I.P. As someone put it on the internet, the most grounded Beatle must now fly.
Probably going to have two more meetings, as I understand it.
Well, yes, that is the current situation.
Current situation.
That's the current thinking.
Which I was very sad to hear.
But it's not... It's, the Jellicoe Guild's not ending. It's simply transmogrifying.
But if you're going to move out west, it's going to be hard to kind of keep it going this coast.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, between now and when I move out,
Do you going to fly back every couple months?
Well, oh no.
See, Southwest is out there.
Let me put it to you this way. When everybody shows up and is in a happy mood, it just so inspires me. It's kind of like the TV shows and their ratings. The more people who watch, the more episodes they make. When I'm amongst my beloved friends, it gives me a different way of thinking. IT90, which I call Alice.
Tripping
in the rabbit hole.
You tell me about Alice.
Alice is very, very nice. You would like Alice.
And
the rabbit hole goes deep.
Oh, that's okay. I like to go deep. The problem is
The rabbit hole takes a long time.
It also has some unintended consequences.
It does? What consequences would those be, Jim? You've never done alpha methyltryptamine.
No, I was joking
about that. Okay. I was getting curious as to what story is untold here.
So Ralph's going to read a poem now.
All right, cool.
Then I'll pour everyone some wine.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I just wrote this. It's called Reunion Ode. Dipta wa shi god no po shi sen rave rasin pop cho re ni shim tova wa jo ko sho an. George H. Jellicle Guild Harrison, D. Jellicle Guild Sem Jellicle Bird, Jellicle Harrison, December 1st, 2000, and Jellicle Guild, 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so a translation is forthcoming.
Oh, isn't a translation?
Wow. That was elf language. Anyway, Jim, feel free to strum at will. If it happens. Alright. Holy something in each moment, holy step to step, word to word, the blaze on the turnpike, thrummings in the woods, every gesture, every tumble, holy something, whatever what, a tap, a bomb, a kiss, lights, shadows on a walkway, holy confusion, holy bliss, holy silence, the bastards in numbers, their demons, their fears, holiness in consumed cities, swishing meadows, in the brush's gesture of her smile, greed, goodness, new blood, old bones, holiness in fingers and claws and fins, in speeding light and careening heat, in simple entropy, simple resurrection, dreams with power beyond armies, beyond time and wee-leaf conceptions of reality, of love, holiness into the crackling, into the murk, this universal river of light, infinite currents of music, and what flows from nowhere to beyond, when a hand might beg for just another hand, a simple dance, a quartet of comforts, something funny, something safe, holiness unbounded and untaught, unheld, unhad, unknown, the shine of things hints what coalesces, what disperses, the hints from birds and weeds, from creatures that pause and sniff to know, the predator, the pursued, holiness on the starship, within the flesh, what polity fears and thus controls, coronas of want, secret burning cities of bliss, the veil crushed, her night revealed, holiness in the taste and in the suck, renting the fist, slicing it raw, because holy something in each moment, every inch, soil and concrete, roots and missiles, every inch, God is green, grows from the ground, every inch, holiness sprouts or will again soon, growing the native impulse, only scripture. Serve that which grows and thus prosper. Serve that which creates, that which inspires, the night, its dreams, what persists unnamed. Serve the dance and its dancers, the music and its creators, alight with love, aloft with restlessness. Holiness, holiness, all holiness along the trail, call it years or seasons, eggs or twilights in every step and every moment. The wisdom found in stroking an oak tree, remembrancing a lost face, a morn, a smile, some other place to be gotten to, here to here on, then to never, and the day says no direction but home, and the night chants no direction but home, and dreams and ducks say it too, listen to the secret, the key, the living word, the holiness fleshed out and revealed. That's part one. Holiness Rant Part 2.
Holiness
Rant.
Holiness Rant.
Rant. You know, rant and rave. Holiness. Part 2. Alright. All alone, all suffering, yes. Holiness a blank burst in a plain blue sky. An exception, a bite leaving neither mark nor advice.
not a roof, nor cooked flesh, not a damp thigh, nor lapping touch, water, gunpowder's warning to the bandit's trespass, not a king nor a judge, all alone, all suffering, yes, and holiness stamps the earth and nods, scorches the flags, points to the mountain, the woods, the sea. Holiness etches the cactus as model, flocks of geese as example, the paintbrush hung dripping with red oil, the dance in hungry flight. All alone, all suffering, yes. Fuck yes and shit yes and bullet yes and hate yes. Camps of smoke, rooms of moaning darkness, a world fat with miracle and woe. Violation of the tender, resurrection of the crushed. Holiness nods, winks, licks your sugar, limps on. All alone, all suffering, yes. And holiness declaims no direction but home. And holiness barks no direction but home. And hands you basket of feathers and shells, oak leaves and photos of insisting beauty, lyre and flicker of old dream, gourd of water, starshine, snowflake. All alone, all suffering, yes. Till some things you surrender and others you forgive. Holiness with the flattened ears and laid-back fur, further along the path, offering you the least beginnings of a joined scripture, a test, a dusk, a study, a star. All alone, all suffering, yes. Holiness in a flash of blonde hair, a hum of green eyes, obscure endings in the jungle, ideas twisted open and freed in occasional desert rages. Surrender some things, forgive others, give a fuck, give two. That's part two.
Part two.
Yeah. Drink water.
Have you ever heard of anyone actually getting sick?
Actually getting sick? No. Nope, there's just this little passage of nausea. You have nothing to worry about, my dear. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to smile evilly if that's what you thought I was doing. I wasn't like... like with the wizard's cap, you have nothing to worry about, my dear. Ha ha ha. The rubbing hands and whatever. In about 2 hours, you will thank me. You will say, well, you might not say it like that, but some equivalent of. No, that's not bowing and scraping. Isn't that that Buddhist thing where you go like this, yeah, and it means something cute?
We will pick you up off the floor.
Our reverence is
bad
binding you.
Yeah, oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, oh, cool, I'll do that with everybody. I like that, I never knew what that meant. I always thought it meant something cool. Huh? Jim, do you know what a fugue is?
A fugue?
A fugue.
A fugue is that
word
like a fuck without
the... A fuck without the CK.
Yeah.
It's two separate things.
A few, well, I always thought it was a song like that.
There's the musical definition of few.
Nothing can free him. Step inside, open wide.
That's the other definition.
It's a loner.
The fugue in music is a piece of music with a sort of repeating melody.
Without the extended variable, you know, that extended, what do you call it, exploration of the themes and all that.
So something shows up again and again. A fugue state is a mental state in which one is withdrawn from the world into some kind of interior consciousness. So... one fine Saturday, I was in Boston, and I was tripping, and I was thinking about the word fugue.
And
I was. And I went searching for a dictionary, and I found a good dictionary, and I looked it up, and I found out that fugue is a musical composition, it's a thing in music, and I found that there's also the mental state. And so, I wrote Holiness Rant Part 3, subtitled Fugue. All right. Wage beauty. Watch her from afar, an arched torso in a lit vault, a memory, a dream. Call a word to her, what's to come. Wage beauty. Strum your silence, listen. Is it restless? Does it smolder? Who is holy if not you? What is holy if not all? Wage beauty. Between the bricks, among the lights, a something, a song, a something. Hurry along to catch your companions, or don't. Think, wage beauty. Not in the glimmer of a shoulder, something else. The stillness and power of a trunk, the leaves that vibrate, the mysteries which persist. Wage beauty, midst vengeance and jihad, money and mania, a throb in your wrist, a hum behind your eyes, a holiness in your veins, what is holy if not all? Wage beauty, wage music, wage yourself, wage hunger in its filling, wage family in its teeth, wage love, strip raw tonight, wage something. This rant part four. There's six parts now, in case you're wondering. Here's part four. New blood hurries old bones along, in leaf and man, storm and art. Every field east and west liquid with movement, squeak unknowing of the wrinkle, spasm becomes supple, hurrying leaf, dragging grief, a cane, a softball, a veil, a tremble, a shriek. The bitching gnaw, the holiness of need, new blood, old bones. A dead brother recalled in a dream, soft again, death, blunt. Beauty without the bruise of grief. Hurrying together in a new world, his blood still new, my bones still older. Hurrying without history's scrape. We conclude in a park where old men sleep and piss. Tepid bones, dead blood. I lose him again, and always, but for the claw of knotted sand, but for the name, but for the magic. What is holy if not all? Some sleep with needles, some sleep in trash. No blood, no bones. In leaf and man, storm and art, some frenzy, some jitter. Perhaps a wall of steel windows. Perhaps a dance, a jug, a garnished thigh. Perhaps a curtain of gold, a muffled byway. She rattles my blood, rocks my bones. A flourish of curves, riddles and upset. A greater magic, anguish and electricity. A power visible in my dreams, among my prayers. The city become a carriage, become a hearse, become a woman all wed. Become a pen, a song, immolation, a finger the child I was waved at stars. New blood, new bones, always. New blood, new bones. Flourishes of war and agony no preacher may summon nod. Quiet dissolution while the king clutches maps, while everything silently burns. Despair the expanding mold midst crowds of clutching flags, pairs of crushing thighs. And now an interlude from the Holiness Rants, a poem called War. It's as topical as I get. War for Elise Marie. A howl opens to sunshine, muddy sky split, fade into the fierce, music unending through the night, the killing kind, the king's pattern for sparks and blood. For a crimson vengeance, a building cry into the guts of stars and earth. Douse the burning scriptures, where the sparrows flap and bathe, toss in the crown and its sparks and its plans. We belong to the world, it may yet heal us as a father chose his screaming child from a broken toy, a rabid pet. Surrender some things, forgive others. There is no world, there is only love. The king's conflagration need not burn the air. Warriors may stow their flags and puff thoughtfully together. There is no world. There is only love. Prove it otherwise. Reckon the mists of lost gardens and pending wastes. Reckon the preachers who speak all of melting worlds but nothing of glowing moments. Reckon the butterfly in repose, slice of buzz, now a wing through a pair of blonde girls posing as oaks. Reckon the breast which once fed you and the cosmos which feeds all. Reckon the blind day when you will feed the cosmos in return. Yet today you are still hungrier than the world. Today your hands still sway with music. You still love with strange glee. The howl is yours today to release with wrath or ecstasy. Your choice to join the world's making or submit to the king's frigid rage. To fill the cup deeper, pass it wider round. To summon aches and griefs toward new plantings and pulsing starflight. That's my anti-war poem. I was pissed off. Alright. Are you still nauseous, my dear? Yeah. I like calling you Patricia, by the way. Does that bring up, like, bad memories or bad associations? Really? Like, really? Can I have a quota? Like, I can call you, like, twice in a night? Like, do you have a limit? Or, like, if I go over the limit, you're like, stop it, you bastard. I do it once. Okay. Once a week. I'm over my quota for, like, the next 2 months or something. Oh, well. Cleopatra. You like that. That's Jim. I believe in the power of naming someone. Yeah. By the way, the poem that you really liked...
No.
Patty, the poem that you really liked, it was based on a dream I had. I had a dream about my brother who died. In the dream, we were in some kind of conveyance going through the city, and we ended up in this park with all these old, like, drooling homeless guys. And that's where I lost him. And then suddenly I was in this, like, really fancy hotel, and me and this woman figure were chasing each other through it. And then we ended up in this, like, horse-drawn carriage, and we're going through the city. And so I just, like, sort of took images from that dream. But I rarely write about my family, so I thought I'd confess that I did.
Yeah. Jim, I'm just taking the time, relaxing, sleeping when I need to, chilling out, and allowing myself to recover. I'm not going to try to wash it this time.
Holiness Rant Part 5.
Holiness Rant, let's get some
part 5.
Part 5.
Introduction.
Tonight there seems little left, hardly worth dividing between two friends, lovers fading, the gentle treble of obscurity, little left but to wield a pen and remember some old song, some gone bed, some other day's stiff flag, holy something in every moment, oh yes, the jitter of belief, the parade of fierce, the curve that mattered, the pink more than a thought or its girl, no, she dreamed reinvention of the world and I listened, a rampage, a gleam, away, I listened, I still wish to listen, to tangle tales with the flecks and hungry gold of who that boy was as he listened, he watched, he saw her approach music, heard her sing from texts of water, he listened. All alone, all suffering, yes, I listened. When the bombs neared, I learned to dance. When she lit off in life's long flight, I learned to groove. When came time to kiss and burn my gurus, I grieved. All is grief, someone grieves. Now tonight I wonder what can be left. I wonder, I listen, holy something in every moment. New blood still hurries my old bones along. I know not why. We freaks will never own the world. Too busy chasing grooves into rabbit holes, I suppose. Too busy scratching at bombs of beauty, maybe. Too busy bringing the forests and arroyos to news that there is no news. The heartbeat of king and coyote reverberate equally in this trembling night.
Who and coyote?
King. Finally, the grand finale. Holiness Rant Part 6.
Holiness Rant Part 6!
And this begins with a quote from Krishnamurti. Remember that stuff.
Okay, you know that stuff?
No, they'd already switched to English by the time I got indoctrinated.
So Jim, I have to tell you something. When I use the word holiness, I'm not referring in any way, shape, or form to the Catholic Church or its dogma or its doctrines. But I see in your eye like a kind of a roused glint when I say the word holiness, as though there's a little bit of like pugilism in you about that word. So I just wanted to tell you so that you won't.
There's a lot of pugilism.
So I won't go flying through the window. Holiness rent my ass! Crash!
No, you're bigger than I am. I'd probably go first, but you can come strong behind.
Okay. But mine is like the pagan transcendentalist psychedelic holiness, not the indoctrinated when you were four holiness.
All right, let's go right there.
So this begins with a quote from Krishnamurti. Are you familiar with Krishnamurti? He's a great Krishnamurti. Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
What?
Both of those are the same angle.
Cool. Krishnamurti wrote, "Transformation can only take place immediately. The revolution is now, not tomorrow."
I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, Krishnamurti rocks. Okay, here we go. "Smile. This moment is trembling with the thrum of thine hands, the quick of thine beat. Release thine anguish and electricity as the jay releases the air and the bush releases its fruit. This moment contains a blush and a war. Many blushes, but only one war. Smile. This moment of God breaking wide in flames. A man, hands of ash which cover the world. A dream's crown and flute, pale, knowing music of dawn. Raw take and flea of noon, arching harmonies of midnight and deeper. A beast, fragrant hunger to sleep and gestate. A buzz, a wave, a pulse. A mystery, a medicine, a holiness which tramps and makes and crushes. Smile. Let's save the world. It's easy. Forgive. Surrender. We make the world with another's clay, a dance, a deepening. Wake up. Trust the universe not because it is safe, but because it is home. Secret burning cities of bliss, the living bells of child, cricket, a mind's unleashing molecule, trust. Spit back the false dream herb of polity and scripture. Wake up, beyond path, beyond gleam, beyond way, wage beauty and call it thine governance. Weep until you are ready to begin. Culminate in emptiness, a shell by an oak, a corpse by a stream, a book of instructions in the language of ash, a fever where once strode a man, a glowing evanescing where once a woman laughed and leaned closer. Wake up, a scent, a leaving, holiness sucked in, a sweet living poison, holiness in goblets drunk by artisans, preachers, and kings, hidden and studied and bred. Happiness, a maiden in her dreaming bed, her love impels my hand, she is my singer and my song, let's save the world, with whispers and wood, water and smoke, doubts, dancing, drink the elixir. What is holy if not all? Drink the elixir now. Happiness. There is no world. There is only a moment, trembling. There is only this moment, beating. Weep and begin. Many blushes, but only one war. A happiness, an emptiness, a collision with no sound. I seek the singer to become her song, become the pen she wields, become the clay she presses. I breathe me out slowly until I am gone, until I am berries ripened and flown, a blush to new eyes, a war without hands."
Right.
Made it through all six of them. With the bonus track.
Huh?
I said we made it through six or seven poems.
You stop dancing!
Timer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was timing.
You timing? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I untimed you.
No, you didn't mess it up, it just went off.
Okay.
Because I'm going to check the chicken and egg.
Cool. See, Jim, I composed a 3D poem. I did. I'll show it to you.
I said check.
Oh, you weren't listening. We're talking about me. Jim, this is my 3D poem. My 3D poem, instructions. Smile, wake up, happiness. See, smile is E major 7th, blue. Wake up is A minor, green. Happiness is C major 6th, pink.
May I see that?
Yeah, see? That's when I was tripping on 80 milligrams of LSD.
Did you see colors?
The chords I got from a friend of mine. I gave him the poem and I said, what chords should I go along with the words?
And what about the colors?
The colors were mine.
Did you hear the chords?
No.
See, so you just intuited it.
Well, smile is blue because blue is water, which is the source of life.
Okay.
Wake up is green, which is fertility and, yeah, that stuff. And happiness is pink, which is creativity and art and women. The E major 7th is the one I picked because that was from my Resurrection Now poem. And the other two my friend picked.
Yes. No one knows what it's like to be hated. To be faded, telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty as my conscience seems to be. I am a world's only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. Fights back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they are as empty as my conscience seems to be. My love is a vengeance that's never free. When my fist clenches, crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. And if I smile, bad news, or I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your fingers down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your clothes. What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the walls.
Right on. That was excellent. You unloaded on that one. This is a really beautiful piece, and everybody should hear it. Proceed, Mark.
Okay. This is something I kind of did as a bit of an experiment. I decided I wanted to try to write something short. And if it goes over well, I kind of feeling it's suiting my style more these days. And if you like it, well, I'll consider the audience reaction. You're my focus group. It's part of the Abel and Snow series, but it only involves his daughter Janelle. And the story is called Contention. It cannot be. So I was once told. It cannot be that we are alive in this time. Two vertical, gargantuan cigarettes, yielding their last bits of fume, smoke, and ash. Prophetic lies being revealed for what they are. Gibberish, false words, pleasant dissimulation, girding and concealing the ugly verities like the now discarded burqa. Today we are in the precipice of stage two. Today Janelle Snow sits in the only occupied seat of Zando Coffee Bar. In the morning, there is a late November mist, preternatural warmth, no traditional Indian summer. No, not this day. This day that cannot be, but is nevertheless. She waits, faithless. She waits for one who might not come. She waits, doubting her companion will join her. She waits because she said she would. She waits to provide one man, one verity upon which he can rely. She waits, fingering a cigarette. She does not smoke, never has. She waits, fingering this foreign object, nevertheless, considering its allure. She sets the cigarette down, picks up her milk-white mug with dark, peaty circle of liquid inside, sips, grimaces, sips again. No sugar, no energy to get up and get some. Sips, allows peat, caffeine, to infuse into her being. She realizes that she has no words. She realizes she's been vaguely aware of this lately. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on a bit. She's been vaguely aware of this for some time now. But the total impact of this now strikes her. She's a dumb creature. She sees kites fly. She sees bombs drop. She sees an unveiled face, so much like her own, smiling. She sees mud huts laid waste with coin from her wallet. She hears words. She believes momentarily, then is struck by their falsity, first, and her incredulity, second. The bombs do drop, but the kites fly. And beards are happily shorn. The girls are in school. They do not duck in alleys to get there. The president says this is not a war against the Afghan people. Fuck you, she thinks. With a dead girl, front page, Hartford Current. But thank you for kites, soaring high. Like the birds that are their namesake, green, purple, and orange sentinels. Keeping watch over the demolished homes of the people who are not our enemy. Fuck you. Yeah.
Dude. Shoot and score.
Huh? Yes.
Dude.
Dude.
Whoa. That was fucking cool. That was beautiful.
Oh, that's some more.
I told you it was short.
That was great, man. Thank you.